Welcome back to a brand new Creative Encounter podcast episode. I'm your host, Juett Z. Payne, and you are back for episode 53 of this podcast. Welcome. If this is your first time, if you're on YouTube, go ahead and subscribe, hit the bell so you don't miss any episodes. If you're on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeart, all the platforms, we are there, and I would love for you to leave us a review, leave us a rating, so we can reach many more Kingdom creatives through this podcast. But without further ado, I'm here with a great friend of mine, an amazing musician, pianist, just an overall great guy. This is my guy, Caleb Tollison. What's going on, bro?
Hey, man.
Man, it's so good to see you.
Good morning.
Yes, sir. Yeah. How was the drive, man?
It was about 15 minutes.
Okay. Oh, sweet. Yeah.
And I stopped for coffee, so Obviously running late to get here.
Yeah, but that's all good.
This isn't radio, so we can start 5 minutes.
Yeah, there we go.
And
you brought coffee for my wife, which is key. You know, that's bonus points.
I remember through a text, you don't drink coffee.
I don't.
And you said something that just like made me laugh, and you said, you make sure you make her happy.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay.
Yeah. I love it.
I'm learning some marriage advice from you at this point.
Bro, okay. So let me tell you what's going on with my guy Caleb, y'all. So October 7th. October 7th, two amazing things.
Happy birthday to Lyric.
Yes, sir. Two amazing things. October 7th, Lyric was born, and you got married, man.
I got married.
This is amazing. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah. What's wifey's name?
Catherine. Beautiful. With a K.
With a K. That's what I was going to say. Yeah.
It has to be with a K.
That's legit. I mean, I have some Catherine friends with a C. No offense. You know, I love y'all, but Catherine with a K.
They're complicated.
Yeah. Hilarious. So how's it been? So 3 weeks in.
Yeah.
Tell me, you know, we can go ahead and say, like, what's been a great thing? What's been something like, okay, this is
Well, I'm going to start with the bad thing, I think, first.
Love it. There we go.
So,
get that out the way.
Get it out. So, we ended up having a bummer honeymoon.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We had crappy weather. We arrived. It was supposed to be this beautiful sunny island on Hilton Head in South Carolina.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, beaches, we had our condo with the back door. Literally, we could see the ocean in our back door.
That's awesome.
Land, look at our phones, look at the weather app, and it's going to rain the entire week.
The whole week.
And we run to the beach.
Yeah.
It's 70 degrees, which is not as warm as we would like.
Okay.
We're sitting on wet sand, just trying to get some sun.
Yeah.
And then it just poured rain for the entire week.
Wow.
And she got sick.
No.
And, I mean, you know, this is the news, right? She got COVID.
Oh, my
she got
goodness.
COVID.
What was going on? Why?
Yeah.
But the beautiful thing is you guys can do it whenever you want again.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's the beautiful thing. Because what was it? We went to our honeymoon a year later. So we did ours a year later, and we were in Jamaica.
Oh,
so, yeah, and it was nice.
Yeah.
Now, there's like four major cities in Jamaica.
Okay.
You know, this one was kind of like, I guess I was mid maybe or whatever. Like, it was okay. Like, the water was beautiful, the sand, the beach, everything was dope.
I'm the beach guy.
Yeah. I'm not a beach guy.
Okay.
Like, I don't like, everybody knows me. Like, I don't like the afterwards you got to clean off the sand off and all that stuff.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of that or whatever. But just being over there and just sitting there chilling, it's fine.
Yeah.
But
the food, I'm sure, had to have been amazing.
And the food, that's what we expected. It was okay.
Oh.
Yeah, it was good, but it's like, I felt like we should have left, like, the hotel to go get, like, the real, like, go to a restaurant.
Yeah.
You know, everything was, like, there, so it was kind of like buffet, you know, so it wasn't, like, top-notch, I don't feel.
We stayed near, what was it? It was, like, a boat resort.
Okay.
So there were options for food.
Okay.
And then we'd travel out, and we got amazing Southern food.
Good,
amazing
good.
Southern food.
Man. Mac and cheese?
Yeah.
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 You got some chicken?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Barbecue?
Yeah.
Barbecue.
Yeah. Yeah, leftovers?
Crab cakes.
Yeah, leftovers for me?
Right?
three weeks later.
Yeah, gosh.
Hilarious. All right, so we can talk about food all day long, right? But tell me.
The most amazing thing?
Yeah.
At this point?
Yeah, because you got that, and what was like the most amazing so far? 3 weeks.
What has stuck with me
mm-hmm.
at this point has been laughing together.
Oh, man.
Where we're in the same room, something happens, and we're just, like, tickled.
Yeah, you know? I love it.
And we're, like, but we're, like, really cracking up at the same time. And that's been the most precious thing at this point.
Wow.
Yeah, I love that.
So cool, man.
Yeah. I mean, there's nothing like going to bed together,
mm-hmm.
you know, and not saying goodbye.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You're no longer saying goodbye.
Yeah.
You're like, hey, I'm with you.
Yeah. And then it helps when you don't have someone who has like weird sleeping.
Yeah.
You know.
Neither of us do good, at this good, point. Perfect. Yeah.
Me and Gabby are pretty good with that too. Okay. You know? So it was like a weird, I'm like, oh no. I mean, so on my end, she tells me I snore. You know, and it's pretty bad apparently. So I'm like, I didn't even realize. I'm like, I guess I just work a lot and I'm exhausted by the end of the day or whatever. Sure, yeah. But she's like, babe, like you snore. Like sometimes, like if I sleep on the couch, you know, just because it's like, you know, more comfortable. Like literally, like we need a new bed. Like we need one.
Sure.
Like,
forever.
So the couch is like super comfortable. So sometimes like, you know, I'm gonna chill out here just because like today was just like whatever. And she's like, babe, like literally I went upstairs because you were snoring. I was in the room, and I still heard you snoring all the way. I was like, what? Yeah. I don't even hear it. She's like, you don't even hear it. I'm like, yeah, so I guess I'm the bad one in this one.
We got spoiled on the honeymoon. We had a king-size bed.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, it's like, I get all this space to spread out.
Arms stretched out. Oh. Reaching to reach each other.
It's awesome. That's so good. Then we came back. I have a queen.
Yeah.
And queens are great.
Yeah.
But we were not used to a queen for a week. We were used to a king for a week.
Right.
And so we were like, move over. Yeah, and we were like pushing each other.
Like the song Roll Over?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's like, you know, the, what is it? The bed frame has a post right in the middle. So it's like, don't cross this line.
Right. Oh, man. That's hilarious. Yeah. Nice. All right, Rose. Okay. So into creativity now. Okay.
Yeah.
Now you went to Moody Bible Institute.
Yeah.
Awesome. We were just talking about that. Like, I love Moody. Been there a lot of times, meetings, just love their campus, all of this stuff, you know?
Yeah.
So tell me, what did you study at Moody? Because you're a pianist, and do you do anything else in music? Or is that what you get your degree in? Like, tell me that whole thing.
Yeah. So I got my degree in piano performance.
Okay, cool.
And this is crazy, because today's, what, Wednesday?
Yeah.
3 days ago, I met with a Moody student who I'd never met at all. But he knew my name, and he said, I've heard about your story. I want more inspiration on how to do something similar to what you did.
Oh, wow.
And
so this is someone you say you never knew them.
They
currently go to Moody.
Yeah, I knew of his name. His name's Jabari.
Oh, yeah.
And loves jazz, loves probably... Yeah, you might know him. Yeah. So, like, loves, you know, blues and, like, loves the Chicago music scene, but it's never gone to any of the Chicago places. And he's into, like, straight-ahead jazz.
Yeah.
And I said, well, come over and, you know, play for me. Mm-hmm. So he laid down some chops. He sounded fantastic.
Yeah,
nice. He sounded really good.
Yeah.
So I was recommending... This is what I did at Moody. I recommended you have to go to the music spots.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I learned the most.
Mm-hmm.
So I was 19, 20. I would walk into Andy's Jazz Club.
Come on.
And they would draw a black X on my hand.
Okay.
And there was this big white guy. He was the bouncer with this handlebar mustache.
Yeah.
And I don't know what his name is, but he
maybe
recognized
Hulk Hogan,
me.
Maybe.
Yeah. He recognized me every time.
Yeah.
And I would give him $10.
Yeah.
And he would say, you play that piano.
Nice.
And... You know, he's not a musician. He's just the bouncer.
Yeah.
But I would go up and play my little song that I had been practicing all week.
Wow.
You know, and I'm with cats. You know, you're only playing with these people for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, because you're young.
Yeah.
You're not experienced. They're not going to let you play for a whole hour.
Yeah.
But you're with some of Chicago's best musicians.
Mm-hmm.
And they say, hey, what have you been practicing? Mm-hmm. What do you want to play? How can we help you? The drummer was always fantastic. The house horn player, I'm still friends with, and I still run into him occasionally. His name's Isaiah Collier.
Nice.
That story, we might not say that story on the podcast.
Okay.
But yeah. So, anyways,
right after we cut, we'll
yeah. But I would give the bouncer $10. Yeah. I'd play, and if I touched the piano, I would get my $10 back.
Wow, that's
right.
Hilarious.
So you got a free cover charge for students.
That's cool.
But yes, went to Moody.
Yeah.
I studied under Dr. Hong, who was a choir conductor, and that was very classical side stuff. It was very, I don't know, churchy, austere, and she was all about. Her grade was a legit grade.
Mm.
When I got an A, which was very rare with her, it was a real A.
Mm.
And I got A's in every other music class.
Mm-hmm.
And in her class, she would give me B's,
mm.
B minuses. Mm-hmm. And I wanted her respect.
Yeah.
all the time. Yeah. And because she knew it. She knew the music. She was so gifted. Yeah. And her critique was probably some of the most helpful critique I took away from Moody.
Man, yeah, I love it. That's awesome. So you learned a lot of the classical style of playing being with her. And then I also see that you have more improv side as well. Yeah. Where did you kind of start getting into that realm of playing?
That was always happening. Mm-hmm. That was something that was happening throughout high school. Yeah. Playing in church was a big part of that.
Like, were you involved in, like, youth ministry and playing and stuff? Yeah.
Yeah, I had a youth band growing up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Small town Indiana.
Yeah. Oh, you're from Indiana. Okay. Right. Yeah. So, Pacers fan or?
No, I'm a Bears fan. So, the story of my family is we moved from Chicagoland to Streamwood, of all places.
No way.
Yeah.
To Indiana.
To Indiana.
Oh, okay.
I was old enough to realize this was a significant downgrade. Like, this is not my realm at all.
Yeah.
Get me back.
That's hilarious. Bro, it's so funny because so my wife's family lives pretty much right there close to Hammond.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Just right there. And then out south, and, you know, sometimes they talk, just saying, oh, you guys should move down here closer and stuff. We can see the kids, whatever. So, like, there's nothing over there. There's nothing. Yeah. Oh, it's cheaper over here. That's nice, because there's nothing over there. It's like, why would I want to be out here in nothingness, you know?
There's nothing.
It's so crazy. I just love being, like, 10, 15 minutes from downtown. Fantastic, you know?
And you would understand this and probably be able to say it better than me, but you don't have the same opportunity.
Right.
In rural Indiana, as you do right here, right now.
For every gig, every connection, even just when I'm rehearsing and performing with other musicians, everything is typically right up here in this area.
Yeah.
You know, like I'm in a spot where it's just, I can just easily get over to wherever a gig
is. You can access musicians literally in your local area.
It's fantastic. It's funny you mentioned how you were saying when you were playing at, what was it, at Andy's? You know, you're seeing connecting with these musicians and stuff. It had just really just pushed you
to
that next level.
Yeah.
I was talking to my wife about this. I played, they needed a bass player at a church last week. So, you know, left where I'm typically at, went over there and played with them. And it was just a different level of play.
Mm.
And it was just so awesome. And so I was like, this was dope. You know, certain musicians you play with really just push you to that next level. With some stuff, some chops they were doing. You know, obviously when you get to that gospel realm and everything, it was a few things. I was like, all right, now I got B-locked. Sometimes when we're doing the other stuff, like the CCM, and all those other, it's just kind of just streamlined, just typical standard 4 or 5 chords.
CCM, kind of flowing. I go in on maybe 4 hours of sleep.
Yeah.
Because that's all you need. Like,
and that's too much. Just No, but seriously, like, it's just so awesome, those opportunities to stretch you. So you were saying you got into it, you know, high school, going back. Was there someone who inspired you to start playing music? Like, how did it all start?
Yeah. It all started from Eric Clancy.
Okay.
Eric Clancy is my uncle.
Oh, nice.
Who's a jazz musician. He's a jazz resident in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
He still plays?
He still plays. Wow. Teaches quite a bit of students.
Yeah, come on.
And when I'm on Facebook, he's got a gig almost every single night of the week. And he pulled me aside, taught me Autumn Leaves, classic jazz standard. Yep. And, you know, the honesty is that it took me 6 months.
Now, how old were you when you jumped on it?
Old enough to not take 6 months, right? You know, probably 17, 18.
Oh,
Autumn Leaves, and then came Watermelon Man, and then came a couple Chick Corea tunes, and you just, you got into that, but I still call him, talk to him about.
And it's so inspiring when you see them still going.
Yeah.
Like, my first music instructor taught me drums. That was my first instrument.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And when we connect all the time, it just takes me back to that place when I was about, I was 14 or 15 when he started teaching me. And I was like, man, it's just always so nice seeing him, you know?
There's a positive, well, and I think those people who give you positive affirmation and they see the giftedness in you.
Yeah.
And you might not be as good as them, but they see something beyond them. Mm-hmm. They see something that's you, right? And that's what's important.
Yeah.
And I think he saw that.
Mm-hmm.
Quickly, and he was able to latch on to it. And his biggest word for me, this happened in 2020, everything was shutting down, and you know, are we going to be able to survive? Am I going to live in my parents' basement? Will I ever be a musician? And he said, maintain. See if you can maintain anything.
Love it.
Yeah. And I latched onto that. I tried to maintain anything. You know, and I practiced a lot
exactly, during COVID. Yeah, and that's good. You used the wisdom and actually took that time of you know, isolation or whatnot.
Yeah,
and being in there and be like, let me still hone in on my craft and continue to do those.
You have to.
Yeah, and then that's when we connected.
Yeah,
you started helping with SAC.
Yes,
I was like, oh, this dude's a music instructor. You know, dropping lessons on the channel, starting ours courses on YouTube. Caleb's on a few lessons on there. We just recently, the last one we did was last year. A year ago. So it's October. Yeah. Well, right now we're in November, but yeah, October of last year, it was 40 years of Thriller. So I'm so glad we were able to knock that out.
That was a lot of fun.
That was fun. I'm glad we got that out like right on time. You know, this year's 41. It's crazy.
This year is coming up on 2 year anniversary of being in an 80s band for me. That has been another, I think, sort of gift to me from men who are much older, honestly.
Yeah. And are you the youngest in the band?
Not anymore. We just got a new singer who's 23 years old.
Ah, nice one.
And this guy is he's a child.
No, it's so crazy when you look back at like how much older and mature we felt when we were like 21, 22, 23.
I was not mature.
You were? Oh, so you never felt that? Yeah, dude, but like we're like looking back now like, yo, we were babies.
Yes.
That's crazy. Holy smokes.
Yeah.
But yeah. How's that band? What's the name of the band again?
Members Only.
Members Only.
Members Only 80s band. Come on. Yeah, the older guys in the group are... They're scholars of their craft and of sort of the etiquette and the way to approach playing live music. And that's just their deep passion and doing it with kindness, right? Yeah. And doing it with kindness to the people that we're serving.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
so cool. So are you doing Michael Jackson covers then?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, what about Prince? You guys doing some Prince?
Doing some Prince.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. Oh, we just added Journey.
Okay, yeah, there we go. Come on. Yeah.
Just added Journey.
Wow.
Oh, man. Who else are we doing?
Yeah.
What was the band that wrote Jungle Love?
Oh, I wouldn't even know. We'll probably put an asterisk on the video once we figure it out.
Yeah. Sorry. You guys are Morris Day.
Okay, Morris Day.
We're doing some Morris Day.
Probably heard. I got to hear it.
Yeah, that's a good group. Yeah.
No way. That's so cool, dude.
Don
and
Henley.
Then you guys play like pretty consistently?
We played 2 Halloween gigs last weekend. Yeah, and we got another one next week. Yeah. And I would say we average about 3 to 4 a month.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. That's good. Yeah, and then you've been good with jumping into different opportunities and everything. Like, you know, we were talking about that last time we connected.
Yeah.
You know, you're building your YouTube channel.
Yeah.
You know, you're doing, you're teaching still.
Yeah.
You know, and then performing and just really just having all those things. Now, we did talk about honing as well.
Yeah.
You know, that was another conversation we were having. So where would you like to see the direction of your artistry go?
Yeah.
And all of that, you know.
So right now I'm actually taking a break from teaching to hone in on my artistry.
Good, good.
So I am still seeing students, but it is completely under the radar. So went from teaching 27 to 0 and just clocking at an office with a day job. And then I have a lot of free time to practice.
Yeah, yeah.
And what has been convicting for me is that it's not the practicing that I need. I need to force myself to write down my creative outlet.
Yeah.
And one particular person, his name's Brian Tredup. I'm playing with him tonight for a rehearsal, and we're playing this weekend for a gig, and he's been on my case about a song that I wrote over the summer.
About dropping it?
I have to write it.
Oh, about finishing it.
Because we're going to go into the studio and record it, and he's been on my case just, you know, this is crucial to the artistic element and to your soul. You have to write this down. Yes. You got to be able to keep this.
Yeah.
And we have kept it. And it's been a request. I mean, I've had people come up and say, hey, play that one song.
Yeah.
And that, you know, we're talking about original music.
Yeah.
When does that happen
Come on.
For original music?
Yeah,
but all that being said, that's where I'm at right now, is that there's that primary song that needs to be recorded, both manuscript on paper with a chord progression so he and a drummer and, you know, maybe a bass player can join in, and then hop into the studio.
Yeah, man, so proud of you. Good, good.
Yeah.
Dude, the theme of, like, the last, I'll say 20-something episodes
has
been
shit.
No, no, the theme has been that very thing. Of just, like, focusing and honing in and not being so spread so thin that you don't get anything done.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? And like you said, like, I like those words you said, crucial. It's crucial that you get that song. And you have to tell yourself that.
Yeah.
You know, because it's so easy to just be like, oh, no one's going to die. Like, everything's okay. I can just go do whatever and stuff, whatever. But if you want to see this thing grow, or if you want to just keep watering it and just seeing it just stay in the soil, and you're content with that, then that's a problem as an artist. You want to be able to get this out so that people can enjoy it. That's the whole point. Yeah. So that people can ingest this thing and really digest it and really just take it in. You know what I'm saying?
I'm a big people person.
Yeah.
And I know when I'm neglecting a person, right? And that person especially knows when I'm neglecting them, right? And that can be very similar to my own creativity. My creativity knows when I'm neglecting it.
Yeah.
And I feel it too. And and there is this sense of guilt that you can't do that. And so the process to, like, jump in and jump back in, I don't think that ever goes away. I read these, I like books. And I read, you know, Miles Davis's autobiography. He never stopped. Ever. And others, Herbie Hancock and all these cats that are still inspiring me.
Yeah, man. I love it, dude. That's awesome.
And you.
Yeah.
The way I've seen you shift.
Yeah.
Right? And I think hone in, that was the word you used, right?
Yeah.
On these particular creative outlets that are really, I think, giving you fulfillment.
Yeah.
That's another big part. Yeah. It's like, you know, you're neglecting something when that something can give you so much fulfillment.
Yeah, that's it. And then when you feel while you're doing something else, you're just like, this isn't fulfilling.
Yeah.
That's another indicator from the Holy Spirit of just like what he's calling you to do. Because he tells us specifically what he's calling us to do. And then when you try to do it your own way, you're not going to feel comfortable. Even when you're doing something you're supposed to do and it's really hard and difficult, you're still enjoying it because he gives you that grace to continue to push through it because it's like, no, either way, this is really difficult. I know this is what I'm supposed to be doing right now. You know, so that's been a big thing as well.
Last night, I'm banging on my keyboard, right, to just, like, get it out. Yeah. And I was working, actually, on band music.
Yeah.
Well, it's a secret. I can't say.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah,
I'm cranking out about 6 new tunes. And that is the beginning of the creative process, right? If I'm accessing my keyboard and I'm creating new patches, I'm already thinking about the other project that's already there, right? So I spent an hour on my keyboard, and it was very loud, very annoying. I'm working on, like, little detailed patches and, like, honing in reverb stuff.
Now, let me ask you, is your wife a creative, too?
Yeah.
Like, yes, she is? Okay, so how does she feel with all the noise from the piano and stuff?
She loved it.
Okay, good.
And
good.
That just shocked me. Yeah. Like, why are you enjoying this? You know, I'm playing the same note over and over to get just the perfect sound dialed in.
Yeah.
And she loved it.
Good, good.
She was folding laundry.
There we go. Come on, let's go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, what does she do?
She's a manager of student workers at Wheaton College.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Now, in the creative side, what does she do? Because you say she's a creative as well.
Yeah, yeah. She's a drummer.
He's a drummer.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there's a drum kit.
There's a drum set right behind this camera, guys.
Yeah.
You guys can't see it, but...
But there's one in my living room.
Catherine with a K to come and play it.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
You think you have one in the living room, too?
Yeah.
No, wait. Electronic?
No.
Acoustic?
Acoustic.
No way. That's awesome.
I think we play it maybe once or twice a month.
Okay.
Not enough, but I'm sure we just really bother our neighbors.
I love it. Yeah. Now, okay. What level are you on?
Second floor.
You're the second floor?
Yeah.
Ah, yikes.
Yeah,
that's hilarious.
Yeah.
No, it's funny because when I got my drum set, this one, we were on the third floor.
Okay.
And we had neighbors downstairs. Whatever. I would wake up when the movie Drumline came out.
Yeah.
It's been like 20 years now. It's crazy.
Wow.
Goodness. Oh my goodness. Anyway, when Drumline came out, I'd wake up 6, 7 a.m. before school started and just be practicing the drum set early. Didn't care, man. I was like, banging the kick or whatever, you know. And we knew our neighbors and stuff, so they were cool with it. They knew what was going off. You know?
We should talk about that. What's your process, or what was your process? Mm-hmm. How old were you at this point?
I was 15.
Yeah, right.
15, 16.
Okay, yeah. So I was 14, 15 when I'm like practicing 2 hours a day. Mm-hmm. Right. What was that for you? Why'd you do that?
Oh, man, dude, I think I was just so inspired. I was just, at that age, it was just inspiration, the hype of it. It was just, and then just, it was an outlet as well. Just like banging and figuring it out was awesome. And I've always loved, it's interesting, I've always loved math.
Okay.
Math is my favorite subject. Yeah. And I usually relate math to music.
Okay.
I feel like just this whole process of figuring something out, like a puzzle, intrigues me. So my drummer at church, he would tell me like, this week work on the drum roll, whatever, and then just processing it. I'm like, I'm not getting it. I'm like, oh, it needs to dribble. Like, I was sitting there trying to go, bop, bop, bop. I was like trying to actually do that. I was like, no, you have to let it roll itself, you know. Little things, little stuff like that. Then went back and showed him. He's like, dope, now do this, whatever. So, like, the challenge of it, you know, really pushed me to do it. Even, like, bass was next. We were playing in a youth group, and I'm just kind of hanging on the same note. 4 chords, I was just holding it.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, maybe follow the kick now. At that, now you can do some extra stuff in between that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Find a mode, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
My parents went for a lot of walks because I tended to repeat the same song over and over and over again. And before I was 14, I think I was maybe 10 or 11, I was playing the Scott Joplin Entertainer.
What's that?
It was like, do, 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 do.
Oh, you're doing the song. Do, 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 do. Yeah, yeah.
It's deer, you know? And my parents, it drove them crazy.
Okay.
It drove them crazy. And my mom went shopping on a Saturday. That was her thing.
Yeah.
And she said Walmart was playing it all day. It was like on repeat.
No way,
and
stop.
She couldn't escape Scott Joplin.
She was dead serious.
Yeah, she was dead serious.
Wow.
So, yeah, that's a similar story to my uncle. Yeah. Although he repeated chords, he would sit at the piano and he'd play one note for hours.
Mm-hmm.
And then he'd play a chord around it for hours. Mm-hmm. And he did that for like a whole summer.
Wow.
And he drove his parents nuts.
Wow.
And they didn't say anything. I think about my parents and they had no verbal affirmation, but their lack of speaking was such an encouragement because they just let me be. They just let me process. Your neighbors just let you go.
Yeah. And the same even with my mom, because it was just my mom and I, and her even letting me do that at the age, because a lot of people like shut that down, be like, oh, that's too loud, too much noise and stuff.
Can you imagine?
And I'm like, when the kids come down here, when I'm working, the only reason I tell them to stop is like, hey, I'm editing this video, I need to hear what's being said.
Yeah.
But if I'm down here doing something that does require me to listen to something and they just bang it, it does not bother me at all. Like, Aiden will just run down here. Just die, like, yes.
I hope that for myself too.
Yeah.
Right. When I have kids, if it's music, if it's sports, if it's some, I hope it's creative. That you know, my kid better be a drummer.
Yeah.
Right.
You better be.
Yeah.
You know, when you watch this episode when you're born.
Yeah, you better be.
Papa
a drummer.
Said you better be a drummer. Hilarious.
Yeah. First name is Ludwig.
Oh, there we go. There we go. Middle name Beethoven.
Yeah.
Hilarious. All right. So tell me some projects that you have like that are forthcoming. So we're towards the end of 2023.
Mm-hmm.
Are there some things that you just recently released this year? I know we worked on a project this year, which was awesome.
It was.
How was that experience for that YouTube video? And then what's some stuff you got coming, you know, end of the year 2024?
Yeah. So coming into the new year, I want to have this written down. I want to have... So my song's called Shameless. I really feel like the branding of the word Shameless has gravitated towards my personality and my character and how people know me and see me.
And
so it started as a simple Facebook post where I said, this is shameless
Am I shameless?
Shameless self-promotion.
Yeah.
Right? Just this idea of being shameless and then being scared of that and talking to you and talking to others in Chicagoland about you're allowed to post more. Mm-hmm. You're allowed to have more shameless promotion.
Mm-hmm. Man, bro, we were just talking about that, you and I.
We were.
Like, we were talking about, like, dude, post more because you'd be killing it.
Yes. You know? And so that's part of it, yeah. is posting more. And mm-hmm. I did start posting more. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't... the outcome was what I was not expecting. Mm-hmm. The outcome was... various people mm-hmm. either commenting mm-hmm. or various people reaching out and texting mm-hmm. to me. The outcome was not what I was expecting. Mm-hmm. Less likes. Mm-hmm. I was expecting less engagement. Yeah. Right. And like how naive, how mm-hmm. like immature, like yeah. that's not the thought I yeah. wanted. Mm-hmm. And I was trying to overcome that yeah. fear. Yeah. So that's been a process that mm-hmm. I'm still working on. Yeah.
And, but dude, it's so crazy. Like, okay, we know what the scriptures say.
Yeah.
All things, the good, the bad, the ups and downs, the yeah. highs and lows, all of it work together for the good
yeah.
of those who love God and are called according to his purpose. Yeah. So all of us who are saints, all of us who love God, all these situations work together. All that to say, even those moments where it's like, man, my thoughts on that specific topic, why was I thinking like that, ended up turning into a new project, you know, that yeah. you're working on. So it all circle back to end up being like this blessing that you can share with somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Plan is to go to NAMM 2025.
Okay, nice, yeah.
So I'm looking to get the right, it's not sponsored, but I have to be endorsed by a particular thing to go to NAMM.
Exactly.
So I have a meeting in about a week and a half mm-hmm. with a good friend of mine, and he's kind of coaching me mm-hmm. on some of those processes. Yep. And good. It's not a podcast, but our meeting is typically like this. Mm-hmm. We get coffee
yeah.
and we talk about the things that are missing. Mm-hmm. and not just that, but like, what is, how are you moving forward? How are you propelling mm-hmm. yourself?
Yeah.
And because it is so easy to just write it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's contentment, mm-hmm. right? But mm. it's not contentment. Mm. It's not contentment. It's yeah. false contentment.
Mm-hmm.
So I want my song Shameless to be mm-hmm. written on paper mm-hmm. So that a drummer at least can
mm-hmm.
see it
mm-hmm.
and understand it, because mm-hmm. I want to put a studio session in the cool. books for 2024.
Man, that's going to be
yeah.
so dope.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, man, so that's going to be, we're looking at a single?
Single, yeah.
Single, yeah. Then the EP after that? Than a full album.
Yeah, yeah.
Than a tour.
Well, yeah, so...
you're like, slow down, Joe.
Yeah,
slow
yeah. down. Well, what is happening is I'm looking to audition a drummer and a bass player for my band.
Yeah,
the Jazz Wranglers.
Oh, nice. Now, this is your band?
This is a duo. Okay. Currently, it's mm-hmm. just me and a guitar player.
Yeah.
But the needed step is to bring in other musicians.
Yeah. Now, but is this like, this is original music?
It's original and it's covers.
It's covers too. Okay, cool. Yeah.
But the originals are good. He yeah. does a lot of writing yeah. and I like his writing
mm-hmm.
very, very well. So we tend to connect
mm-hmm.
Musically.
Yeah.
And I like his leadership. I like the way he leads a band. Mm-hmm. He likes my leadership. He likes the decisions I yeah. make. I tend to be really picky.
Mm.
He tends to just be really musically picky
yeah.
and we work together well.
Good, good.
And so he's been pushing me to yeah. bring in a drummer mm-hmm. and maybe a bass player.
Yeah. And that's what you need, man. You need that, yeah. you need that person to keep pushing you forward.
Yeah.
And everything. Like, even like the person who you said has been, is the same person who said it's been a whole year and they've been telling you to get this music out. That's
yeah.
someone else.
Yeah.
Oh, same,
same
person? Yeah, yeah. So you need that one person to kind of just push you to get this stuff
yeah.
out and everything, man.
Yeah.
I love it. That's yeah. awesome. Great, man. So that's what's in the works coming forth. Mm-hmm. So now I want you to tell, you know, those who are watching and listening to this podcast, something inspiring, something to push them forward to their mm-hmm. next phase of creativity. What's a message or a note that you can give them?
Hmm. Two things.
Mm-hmm.
I think we all need to be more shameless.
Mm.
I think we all need to really understand what, for me, it's shameless self-promotion, mm-hmm. but that word is becoming bigger now.
Mm-hmm.
I think we are allowed to be shameless, mm-hmm. Ultimately, because like, I think God calls us to be shameless. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right?
So, yeah.
Shameless followers of God, yes, right? Yes. Shameless musicians. Just find areas in your life where you can be more shameless and see, you know, see the fulfillment that comes from that and write it down.
Mm-hmm.
Write down the fulfillment that you are receiving and then write down the fulfillment that you want.
Mm-hmm.
My last journal session was on fulfillment of conversations and this idea of the giving and the receiving in communication where we're talking to people and sometimes you feel like all you're doing is giving them something in communication.
Yeah.
And then you're talking to others and you're like, wow, I'm receiving so much. Yeah. And both can be fulfilling.
Yeah.
Both can be wonderfully fulfilling.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, what are the ways that you can be more shameless?
Absolutely.
What are the things in life that are giving you fulfillment? Ask yourself those two questions. Mm-hmm. That's my inspiration.
Yeah.
That's my encouragement.
Yeah.
And give that to God
mm-hmm.
and how he calls you to be shameless for him first.
Yeah, that's so good.
Yeah.
Bro, I love that so much. It just goes in line with the theme of the record we did this summer, Unashamed.
Well,
Unashamed Alive, that was the record we just did, to be like, dude, like you said, in your creativity, in your craft, in your giftedness, in your faith, you are to be unashamed.
Yeah.
You know, shameless, dude. I love
shameless.
That.
Shameless.
Yeah.
Today's November 1st, 2023, which
means... From the time when we were recording this.
Yeah. Right? And which means I have to post.
Mm.
And then I am required to post at least once more this month. And you encouraged me first. And what I was doing was I was posting my shameless promotion material. And then I was posting my now wife.
Yeah.
Right. So it was upcoming gigs, hot girl.
Upcoming
gigs, hot girl.
Love
and
it.
Now I'm adding a third and a fourth each month. I'm trying to post once a week.
Mm-hmm.
That's been my like personal goal.
Yes.
And so it's, you know, like the, you know, alert signals. I have a last minute gig, come out and watch it. Those have been really successful.
Good.
I've had people visiting from Tennessee. They're like, we just saw your Facebook post and we're coming to watch you. And they show up, you know, and you're like, wow.
Come on, let's
that's
go.
Awesome.
Yeah, man.
So, yes.
Yeah. I love it, man. Man, dude, well, congrats on everything and the flow.
Thank you.
I'm so glad you're getting your systems in order and your flow. Just going, man. This is going to be amazing. So hope this inspired you guys. I want them to know how to follow you.
Yeah.
Like, you know, do you have like a link tree or handles? Like, how can they follow you?
Yeah. Look me up on Spotify because it's about to be updated with a new single, right?
Yeah, let's go.
But there's still music on there that I dearly love and I attach myself to.
Mm-hmm.
And I've actually been playing it recently because I think it's good.
Yeah.
I just play it a lot better than, you know, 10 years ago. look me up on YouTube. Look me up on Facebook.
It's all Caleb Tollison.
It's all Caleb Tollison.
Love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Yes, sir. Dude.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, man, for coming
by.
Yeah. So, guys, this is another Creative Encounter Podcast episode. Again, we are a nonprofit through ACT International. So I would love for you to become a monthly financial partner, support this ministry, the podcast, and Juetsy Payne Music. So, again, so we can reach the world through the arts. Again, go ahead. All those links are in the bio and description below. So love you guys, and I'll see you next time. Bye.
Goodbye.